He says here, I'm the vine, you're the branches, he that abideth in me. Now, you see, you've been joined to him by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but you have a free will, and you can break that fellowship. You can break that fellowship by not abiding in him, by sin in your life, by stepping out of the will of God, by worldliness. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Now, he wants to get much fruit in your life. And it's the same thing that he gave in that parable of the sower. The sower, you remember, sowed some seed that fell on good ground. And on the good ground, some brought forth 30-fold, that's fruit. Some brought forth 60-fold, that's more fruit. Some brought forth 100-fold, that's much fruit. Now he wants much fruit. Now he says, if a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch, and is withered, men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. Now, somebody said, when you mentioned last time, that had to do with our fruit bearing and had nothing to do with salvation. Do you know that? And may I say to you, I know that. Paul made that very clear over in 1 Corinthians, under another figure of speech. He told about that there's no foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now he says, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. Now we're talking about the works of believers. We're talking about fruit in the life of the believer. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Well, if a man builds with gold, silver, precious stone, fire actually purifies it, draws off the dross. Now, what about wood, hay, and stubble? Well, that all goes up in smoke. That's the same that he's talking about here. Men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they're burned. That's the works we're talking about now, the so-called fruit of any man. Now, he says here, if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. And I believe that you only get a reward for the fruit that's in your life, and that you didn't produce, he produced it. And that, my friend, is through the exercise of a gift that God gives to you. That is fruit bearing in the life of a believer. Now he says, though, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. You see, you don't lose your salvation, but he himself shall be saved, so as by fire. And I like to put it like this. There are going to be people in heaven that are going to smell just like they were bought at a fire sale. And they were, by the way, because everything they did, that branch there that should have been a fruit-bearing branch, why, the whole thing is consumed. But the person is saved, my friend. We're talking about fruit-bearing here, how you can get much fruit. And the Lord wants us to be fruit-bearing Christian. I think one of the saddest things is that the average Christian believes that normal Christian living is failure, and that to live on a low plane, or even if you produce any fruit at all, it'll just be fruit, and that producing much fruit is entirely out of the question, and it's not. He wants us to produce fruit.